man. Hey, you tuning in live, Buddy Vision.
Man, today we got our special guest CEO of Cav, Don Charles Fred.
Good.
What's going on? What's
up, man?
You got it, man. Hey, we happy to have you on the set, bro. It's been a long time coming. So how you been, man?
Been good, yo.
That's good. For all the people who ask you, who is the guy behind the Cav clothing? All the shirts that you see, all the St. James Patterns, the hottest thing on the streets right now. This is the man behind the man.
Fred, how you feel about all this opportunity?
I feel good about it, man. I appreciate the support from the parents, because without them, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now, you know what I'm saying? So it's all love, you know? Actually, I'm shouting out all day,
Well, the thing, the better thing, baby.
Yep.
So, we're going to get right into it. Let the people know who you are, where you're from. Just let them know a little bit about you.
All right, I'm Don Charles Fridge. I'm from Rapture, Louisiana, and I started my clothing line, Cav Clothing, maybe about in February, and it's just been moving, man. It's just been up since then, And that's all I got right now.
All right. So you started at the beginning of this year or last year?
Beginning of this year, February, actually started. And just from February to today, as far as the business, it didn't surprise me, but it's a lot to keep up with,
You maintain it though.
Oh yeah.
You do what it do, bitch.
So did it something spark in you in February, or did you have this thought about before February? How that worked out?
I've been at it on my mind, and I just sat on it, and I just waited for the right moment to drop it. And it just kept hitting me, and I'ma just do it.
Right.
I didn't know where it was going to lead to, but I just did it.
So for the people that are wondering what the CAF, the acronym, mean, let people know what that means.
CAF stands for Chance Anthony Frazier. That's my little brother. I lost him in 2017. So clothing line is in honor of him. That's what it stands for.
Gotcha. So man, your brother be proud, bro. Rest in peace, little champ. Man, he was a good dude. Man, I'm gonna just say it again, man. You're still the hottest thing in the streets right now. I'm just letting you know, bro.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man.
So everywhere you go.
Everywhere I see. Everywhere. I don't want to say it. So, who do you cater toward? Everybody, little kids, women, men?
I cater toward everybody. If you look at my product, I got the basic stuff, and I got what the streets want, and I got everything. I try to keep my pool open. I don't want to just cater to one crowd and somebody else don't like it. So if somebody come at me and be like, man, look, I don't like this design. All right, look, I got this one.
Right.
More conservative, Everybody does different.
Right.
So I just try to cater to everybody.
Gotcha.
Right, like you said, everybody dress different. Like today in the world, style is changing drastically. How you keep up with the waves that the styles is going towards?
I just watch.
Right.
I watch what people wearing, I just move off of that. I try to put my style into it too.
Right.
Because some of the stuff I make, I don't even really like.
Real talk.
But some people be like, man, that's dope. That I ain't even like. But I try to keep my mind clear and be like, man. Because at first I got caught into just making what I like.
Right.
So I started making what I don't like. Just something that's nice, but I wouldn't wear.
Yeah.
Other people like it, bro. It's just me,
So, are you into fashion? And that's why you got into fashion? The clothing line?
Yeah, I'm into it, but I'm a white t-shirt, black t-shirt kind of guy. That's regular,
Gotcha.
I only wear my stuff, but if I didn't have a clothing line, I'd just have white t-shirts, But I watch it, though. I just watch what's going on, and I just try to stay up to date, because it's easy to get, eventually nobody ain't gonna wear it if you keep the same stuff.
Exactly.
So I try to just time it where I'm just, constantly. But I don't want to flood it at the same time either.
Right. You want
too much. So I try to just watch it.
A little piece at a time?
Yeah.
I got you. So, since we're on this fashion tip and your clothing line, so we got five designs back here. Which one was your first design that you, that you started?
So my first design was the this basic logo, CAF clothing.
Is that the one he got on right now?
Yeah, the one I have on. It's my brother's initials, and it's a little slick design that I like. And I just went with it. I showed it to a few people before I printed the shirt. They're like, man, it's cool, you know?
Yeah.
So I printed it, and I mean, we started selling.
So why not go away?
So I went with it, yeah. So the next one I came up with was, let's see. What's the next one? It's gonna be this Bet Talk right here.
Okay.
And that one is strictly, you know, for the streets. Everybody like money, you know? I got the old cell phone in it. And,
back to the 90s, man.
If you look, I got my, that's my little brother's birthday right there in the beeper, you know, that I put in it.
I ain't never paid attention to that.
But this is kind of design that people been wanting me to do. And I was like, man, I don't want to, you know, get too hard with it. But I kind of just did something for the streets. And that's probably like the top seller, that design right there.
You got the butt down.
Look, right,
yeah.
I got real creative with that one. So I like that one a lot too.
Yeah.
The third one, let's see. The third one I came up with gonna be this little simple lunch money, and it's just a basic design kind of off of this one that I came up with. I just was at work thinking, man. I was like, you know, trying to think of something different, and I came up with that one. There's nothing really. No kind of definition in that one, just something I came up with. And this one right here is a penny, and I got a dream with action is penny thoughts. So
explain on that a little bit.
So with that one, that would happen. I got a shout out my cousin Devarin Jimmy Lou on this design right here. We I posted a picture on Instagram or Facebook, and on the caption I just put in the dream without action is penny thoughts.
Yeah.
So, man, he called me, like, ASAP. Like, soon as I posted, he called me. He was like, hey, man, you need to make that a shirt. So I'm like, all right, cool. I ain't had no idea how I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, how I could get this on a shirt? So, man, just came to me. The penny, I just was looking online at pennies.
Right.
And I ran across this penny. So I was like, all right, I'm going to put my style on it, you know.
Yeah.
So I ran across that one. I just put my, I replaced the Liberty or whatever they had right here. I put my logo. I put my little brother birthday, and I mean, shit, mine, not
yeah,
that's how that one,
shout out
to my cousin, I mean, that's how that one really came about,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, that's a good seller too, and this last one I did this one on my brother's birthday, June 4th, and it just was like a little, I did a founder's edition with it, I just kind of hyped it up. And this is actually his eye.
Yeah,
that's his actual eye that I put in the design. And at the bottom, I put his birthday. I tried to stamp his birthday, and all of them I tried to stamp on the shirt something about him. You know what I'm saying? So even if, you know, I do something, I just try to put him in it, you know?
Put him in mind.
Right.
That's love, bro.
And your style of creativity.
Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Hey, but nah, that's
fine, though, because, like, if everybody that don't know, that is actually not, you know? And it's his birthday, and, like, the penny. Man, who thought about that?
Right.
With his birthday, and he made it your style.
Right.
And don't forget about the hat.
I was at the hat sitting, man. Speaking on your hat, man, you got the hat sitting there. Yeah, I got the hats. Man, I ran across these on Instagram, too, you know? If you do it, I don't try to be on social media a lot, unless it's for marketing, you know? So when I do look, I look for stuff that will make me better, you know?
Right.
And I just ran across an ad with these hats.
Right.
See, I'm looking at this thing right quick. And it just came to my mind quick. I'm like, man, boom, I can put my logo on it, you know?
Exactly.
So I ran with this and real dope hats, too.
Yeah.
Real good snapbacks, you know?
I'm trying to get my way in one.
But yeah, bro, that's the latest thing I came up with. I'm working on some more designs. That's pretty much what I got right now, you know?
Alright, so like how far you plan on going into the pool again? Like I see you got the hats, the shirts, like a lot of people like the little joggers, the little shorts with design stuff. You plan on venturing out to that?
Yeah, it's just a lot of, you know, upkeep.
Right.
I'm trying to get into the, like you said, you gotta try to stay relevant.
Yeah, right.
So if somebody asks you for that and I don't do it,
exactly.
You know, they gonna stop messing with me.
Right.
So it's like I just try to cater to what they want, you know. People hit me up and you do dresses. Like, yeah, right. I do dresses, I'm gonna keep them, but if you get one out, you know, it's not my logo on there, and now they start selling, I'll buy them, you know.
Yeah, you gotta get you like your baby boy, you know.
So I just kind of cater to what people want. I try not to tell nobody no.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if I don't have a shirt,
that's good.
Like, say you want this shirt right here, but I don't have any size. Like, all right, well, that's cool, but look, I got something else inside. See if you like that.
Exactly.
That's what I do, you know.
And once somebody wants a brand, it is one of the brands. Just want that stamp.
Right.
So, like, man, on this show right here, we like to spread positivity and speak that into the universe. So, like, what's your future goal? What do you see this Cav clothing line at about a year?
About a year, man, I just see myself, you know, doing a lot more. And, you know, I'm going to get to the point where, you know, I got to pay somebody to do my work for me, you know, because I don't have to doing something else. So I just want to expand more, you know, and just got to network more. You know?
Gotcha. So, you ever thought about going to, like, these, like, pop-up shops? And we just had Essence, like, last week. You ever thought about going to one of those and just do a pop-up shop and just set up a booth?
Yeah, I did a lot of pop-up shops, but I haven't done one on that scale. And, man, that really inspired me, seeing people, you know, at Essence with their stuff. I seen it on Instagram. It's like, man, that could be
cool.
You know, so, I mean, eventually, hopefully, I could get to that level, you know, and, I mean, I ain't putting no limits on myself.
I'm
going to go as hard as I can go, you know?
I feel it.
Man, so what, like, can get the Cav at for people who don't know?
So, for people who don't know, I'm on Instagram, at CavClothing6498, and Facebook CavClothing, Twitter CavClothing. Under the link on Instagram, you can have a website you can go on. I don't have all my gear, but there's a method you can contact me, and we can, you know, get there. Also, I got my gear at this local location. It's called Images in Gonzales. I got a few shirts up in there, so y'all know you can go in there and get you some shirts. I mean, Instagram is the quickest way you can get to me, you know.
Gotcha.
And my number's on there, so y'all mean you can call me too, you know, if y'all need some gear.
So basically, you're telling me he ain't hard to find, you really want it, get out of it.
I love it.
So how long did it take to get the, just say I want a shirt today, how long did it take to get it?
If you want a shirt today and I'm off, I mean, you can get it today, you know.
Okay.
And if I'm working, you know, I can meet up with you before or after.
Okay.
But I try to do my, because that's another thing too, the turnover, like people don't want to be waiting.
Exactly.
But everybody hits up on a Friday,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody going Monday, it's slow.
Exactly.
You know, so, but I try my best to meet people. You know, I'll meet you, I'll drop it off, like, before the show. And I just might drop a shirt off in the mailbox, you know?
Come on, man.
I'm like, man, look, I'm going to put it in the mailbox. Boom. You know, that's
good.
You know, so, I mean,
you keep some gear on you just in case somebody pop up on you?
Every day I'm with you. Every day I got my bag with me.
Come
on, these, you know. On the east side. You know.
That's good. That's good.
Anybody, because that'd be selling when you ain't got it.
Right.
So I try to keep it, you know.
Man, I'll be watching your social media, bro. Let the people know where the furthest person that got a shirt that contacted you from.
The furthest person that contacted me? I just shipped a few out to New York today.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's probably the furthest.
That's crazy.
It's like, I didn't ship like three of them all together.
Yeah.
I think I shipped one time before and I shipped two off today.
It's good.
New Jersey, I shipped some off to California. I mean, I'm just trying to network and get my gear out. You know?
Camp all over the world.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, if y'all send you no plane ticket, just send me something. I like to travel, you know? Let me throw that in there. I know you have a real job and it's like your hustle and your sideline. So I call you an entrepreneur, right? So for all the young entrepreneurs that's out there who want to do this or want to step on faith and do something else that they like, what advice you give them?
The advice I would give to a young entrepreneur is, you know, be attentive to what you're doing and, you know, stay on top of your work, you know? Because I work on the schedule when I'm off too, you know?
Right.
I mean, I write the interview today, you know, I wrote it down. So I know that's what I gotta do, you know. I stay on top of my life, really, you know.
Right.
And you just gotta be, man, you gotta, see how I can put it. You gotta, if that's what you wanna do, you know, do it. Don't let nobody discourage you from doing what you wanna do. Because I showed this to a lot of people before I went with it. And I mean, some people wasn't with it, but I just was like, this is what I'm gonna do, you know.
Right,
so
right,
no matter how it turned out, you know, that's what I would do, you know. And I mean, another thing I would tell them, you know, I would tell them use social media, you know, the way it's supposed to be used, you know. As far as, you know, marketing and advertising yourself and building yourself, and stay professional with it. You can't mix your personal with social media to try to sell something. Cause, I mean, people watching it all the time.
All the time.
You know, so I mean, I learned that, you know, the hard way. You know,
right.
I mean, that what I would tell a young, you know, person, you know, to do, you know.
So, speaking on, like you said, you got a full-time job, and you do this on the side, so, like, do you ever get, like, overwhelmed with pressure or something like that? Like, damn, I gotta work, and then I'm trying to do this. Like, is that ever too much for you?
I do get overwhelmed sometimes, but I just take it. I mean, by me working for myself, I can just take a day off.
Real talk, you know what I'm saying?
But even though I'm taking a day off from work, I'm not gonna paint that picture like I'm taking a day off.
Right.
Because, I mean, on social media, every day I'm posting something for you to see.
Exactly.
You know, I
got an assistant.
You know, so even though I'm taking the day off, I'm like, I'm just posting something 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm off today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I do it. I try to stay consistent, you know, but I try not to put out too much.
Right.
You know, so, but yeah, it does get overwhelming, but I mean, I just try to stay hungry, you know what I'm saying? It's just,
gotcha.
It's a lot sometimes.
So did you always set goals and be on a time schedule, or you did that when you started this business?
I just always was like that, bro. I'm a real structured person. You know, I like things in order. You know, I just carry that method all the way through. You know, it kind of irks me if I don't, you know, do what I said I was going to do.
Right.
So even if, like, if I set something to do today and I don't do it, I try to move it to the next day.
Gotcha.
Or whenever I'm available.
Right.
Because I try to be a man of my word, really.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people not that. See that.
I mean, before, another thing I'll tell a young person too, you know, get you a planner. You know, you can go right down to Walmart, right, pick that up, and just plan your day. And you can see what you missed out on.
Right.
If you don't plan, you'll be like, man, I just forgot to do that.
Right. And elaborate on what you say with a planner. Man, everybody today got cell phones, man. You got your calendar and your cell phone. You don't even need to go to Walmart and buy a planner.
Right.
Go to your calendar and just put it what you got to do.
Right.
You can get you along when that time coming up, like, you got this coming up.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm big on that, you know.
Right.
If I can't do it today, I try to carry it over to where I can do it again. Because, man, I done missed a lot of opportunities just not having a plan or a calendar and forgot about it, you know.
Gotcha.
So I try not to miss more opportunities.
Yeah, so, also, because I'm big on goals, so, and I know you are, but this from personal, right? So let a future entrepreneur know, or a future businessman know, like, you got to have goals and things that you're striving for. You just can't live day by day and just go with the flow or go with the move type thing. Because like you already said, you work on a time schedule and schedule. Which I'm pretty sure you work on goals too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I set my goals in November, you know, before the year starts. You know, I used to do it in January, but it's too late.
I learned that from
Bubba.
Exactly. Yeah, you told me that.
I ain't too late. I just said, you already up my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I follow that structure, you know. I try, and, you know, June, July, like right now, it's time to, you know, look over what you have set in October, you know, because a lot have changed in those 6 months, you know. So, yeah, that's definitely big, you know. You gotta have some kind of goal and working towards something, you know. That's like, you know, going to work.
Right.
You know, you don't know what you're going to work for. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to work to put food on the table.
Get that picture. So how often do you look at your goals?
I look at them, and I try to look at them at least once a month, you know. And, like, I got them on my phone. I got it printed out
there,
you know. But I'm a printout type person. The phone, I ain't gonna really, you know.
Hey, you're old school, right?
Yeah,
whatever works.
I gotta read it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how
it works.
Yep.
So, also, I know you do a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I got a challenge out right now. It's called the Buddy Challenge. The Buddy Reads Challenge. And I also seen you posted that you was reading this book. So let us know more about this book that you were reading.
All right. Matter of fact, I got it right here on side of me on my bag. Let me get it.
Oh, yeah. Pull it off. Man. Keep that book with him.
Buddy Reads. So I accepted the Buddy Reads Challenge, which I was reading it already. And this is a book by Victor Woods called A Breed Apart. And, man,
let people see that, man.
It's pretty much, I like to read books, nonfiction, you know, or something somebody has been through, so I could, you know, learn from it and apply it in my life.
Right.
So I don't mess up, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, this guy right here pretty much had everything, and he lost it all.
Yeah.
He grew up, his dad was a Fortune 500 dad, but he just ain't want to follow his dad's footsteps. You know,
so he goes on rule.
Credit card fraud, all kind of stuff. Man.
Right.
So, I mean, I just finished it, and something that I try to take something out of each book that I could, you know, go back on, and so I'm gonna read this quote that he has said in this book that caught my attention. So he said, we all make mistakes, we all are human. What you do after you make a mistake will determine your true character.
True.
You know, so that that caught my attention in that book, you know.
Exactly. Just to elaborate on that, it's like anything that you do in life, like any action, man, they got a purpose behind it, right?
Exactly.
You gotta look at why that happened, you know? Like take a good from that and take the bad from it. Because the bad, let's say you get in a wreck, right? But you didn't lose your life. Man, that culture will be replaced anytime you did.
Right.
You still here living and breathing and doing what you gotta do.
Right.
And that's what I be trying to teach to a lot of people, man. Look, just because something happened bad or whatever that day, what's the good you got off of it? You know what I'm saying? And that quote right there just basically said it.
Pretty much, I learned that today from somebody sitting outside me.
Yeah, I would also encourage the, you know, the young entrepreneurs to read too, man. And there's a lot of information in the books that's hidden.
Exactly.
You know, and I try to treasure that. You know, that's just something that you can give to somebody. You know?
Exactly. Man, the best place to hide anything from somebody, put it in a book.
Right.
A lot of people say they ain't got no time to read a book, but if you think about it, how much time do you read on social media? All you're doing is scrolling up and down. These pictures don't really talk. Some of the videos, yeah, but you're reading the caption, you're reading the whatever they post, you're reading the message stuff. Man, read something that's going to give you some knowledge is power. You know what I'm saying? Something that's going to feed your brain.
Right.
Read can change your life, not to cut you up. It can change it. Change your mindset, everything.
Right. And like Bubba said with social media, I mean, we use it for, a lot of people use it for, to get information. But the way I look at social media, I look at it like the mall. You know, so when I put my stuff out, I got it staged at the mall, you know what I'm saying? I don't look at it for,
I mean,
a lot of people say, you know, he'd be flooded sometimes, but
man,
I look at it like a store, like a grocery store.
Exactly.
You know, that's all it is to me.
Man, I read a book, I think it's 10X Rule. As long as they see you keep flooding, they're going to know in the back of your head, oh, that's cap, that's free. That's cap, that's free.
Right.
But if this say you did it once every other week, oh man, what is that? Man, who is that? It's like you got a party.
Right.
You keep flooding, they're going to be like, man, I'm getting tired of Freddy getting a party on next week on Friday.
Yeah.
But then one thing, man, you hear about Freddy's party next week. So that's how you're going to win. You flooded, but that's how you're going to win. And it's business. A lot of people be like, man, you flooded too much.
Right.
Nah, bro, flood it. Right. Flood it. But other than that, I'm good. What you got?
Oh, one other thing, just to top off what you asked about the entrepreneurs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I would, recommend, it was like, you know, try somebody that's along, try to help, you know, somebody young coming along, too. That's why entrepreneurs. Because I see a lot of people don't show each other, and when they get with for something,
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't really help each other out. So, I mean, that's a big thing for me, too.
Gotcha.
So if anybody needs some help with something, you know, they can contact me. I mean, everything I know, I mean, I'll give it to anybody, you know what I'm saying?
Man, look. So what he basically saying, I'm going to let you say it again in the camera, right there. If you need help, the first thing you got to do is ask.
Right?
Close mouth and not get fed, right? If you want help, ask the man. So the man has just said, basically, just tell him again in that camera.
If you need help, entrepreneurship or whatever, anything, speaking about anything, hit me up, you know. Instagram, Facebook, I'm there, you know. If I ain't got it, I mean, we can find it.
Any upcoming entrepreneurs, you got an open mentor, opening his help right there to you. Hit him up.
Hey, but like I said, close mouth don't get fed.
Yeah, close mouth.
But before we get out of here, let the people know where they can find you at, where they can find this gear at. Again, this is for the people that didn't get it the first time.
All right, so on Instagram, with Cav Clothing 6498. Facebook, Cav Clothing. Twitter, Cav Clothing. I got my phone number, email, any contact you can get at me.
Gotcha. Hey, Wayne, what you got anything?
Man, I just want to thank my brother for stopping by and showing love on the show. I appreciate you for coming through.
Riz, you got anything left?
I'm good.
Hey, I'm good too. Like every second I end it, GGBU, God's great bless up. Hey, it's Bubba.
Sweetie, buddy, Vision, signing up.